Hello again there, folks. So if you've been wondering what I've been up to over the last couple of weeks, I didn't retire or have a piano fall on my head or anything like that. I've been focusing on my Odyssey channel, and there's quite a bit of content on there, which is me speaking freely about some things in case you miss it, and I'll put a link to that below. And I thought I would just slip back onto YouTube with a quick video on, like, the restrictions are now beginning to ease and all of this. And by the way, for YouTube's algorithm and censorship, I'm not denying the vaccine or anything like that. But, yeah, I'm beginning to feel... I'm beginning to get very nervous about some of these things which are coming in. So we've just had it's been announced in New York and America, they're getting the vaccine passport. And it's in England, it's been sort of ruled out that we're going to maybe have a vaccine passport, or maybe it's going to be facial recognition technology to be able to go to the pub. And that's what affects me. But it'll be for the gym, it'll be for pop concerts or football matches. And I would expect in the end for supermarkets and things like that. Now, I got hauled over the coals originally because I had a bit of a wait and see attitude to this whole saga, but nevertheless, over the last year, as I saw the direction this was going, I did make like a lot of content kind of looking at this dystopian technocracy which is coming in. And there's nothing, you see what's being announced now, and it's not like we've turned a corner, and it's not like the people's fears are being allayed here. Quite the opposite. It's like saying the conspiracy theorists were right is almost like become kind of like a cliche. But it just in terms of like the facial recognition technology thing, going to a pub, as the virus like recedes as well, like this is coming in as the fewer and fewer people are actually dying, even according to their own statistics. There's fewer people dying of it now, and yet all of this stuff's coming in. And it's starting to seem more and more that it was never actually about the virus. It was about having what people would call the Great Reset or the Fourth Industrial Revolution, whatever fancy terms they want to put on it. It's very difficult to say that that's not happening when you're going to get your face scanned on the way into the pub. And I'm tired of this kind of this slow slipping into it as well. Like, I always thought the masks were bullshit. I always thought that was a complete waste of time. But I didn't really get why. And now it seems to me the masks were just a way to keep the issue alive in the public consciousness, and have the masks act as a sort of stepping stone to get where we are now. Which is going to be facial recognition technology, vaccine passports. And that's not even to mention the gigantic PR campaigns now. Like that clip on EastEnders that was doing the rounds, and all of the endless pressure being put on people to get the vaccine. Which again, like, why? Why, if it works, why does it matter? And I just think... it's all going to go into this database. And people are also saying, they've had your technology. They've had all your data for years. You know, go back to 2006. And this is bullshit. In 2006, I didn't even have the internet. And all I could do on the phone was play Snake and send messages and call people. Like, that was it. They didn't have my information like this. In 2006, I didn't have to scan my face to go for a pint. So what I think's really terrible about it is that they're going to link up all of this information. So all of a sudden, going to the pub and just chilling out, like all of a sudden you're going to come in direct contact with the technocracy, and also your medical records. So that you're going to scan your face. Let's say this is up on the Times yesterday. You're gonna scan your face on the way into the pub, and then that's going to run like a diagnostic on your health kind of situation. And so you've got this like this system which is coming in your face, like literally in your face all of the time. Like, even if you just take a basic thing, like it's mackerel season's coming in, so I get on my Mate Davey. and I say, "Howie, we'll get the spinning rods out and we'll go around to Tynemouth Pier and we'll do some fishing for the mackerel and we'll go for a few pints afterwards." In other words, what used to be considered normal life. Well, okay, the problem is, well, you haven't had the vaccine, so you go along and you get your face scanned at the door and you're not up to date. And it wouldn't even be that either, because they're already talking about like second jabs and new waves and mutations of the virus. So you're going to be in this constant like kind of struggle, this constant mode of panic to make sure that the system, your data is up to date and that you've had the latest boosters, you've had the latest injections and jabs. And you know, you turn up at the door of, and eventually I've got a feeling this is going to be in the supermarkets and everything. Well, but you know, let's just keep it with a pub. You turn up at the pub and it's like, "Oh no, sorry, you can't come in. You're 2 weeks overdue on your latest jab for the fourth mutation." And you can think, "Well, all right, I'll just go fishing then." And then it'll be like, "Oh well, sorry, you can't do that either because your social credit is just like a 3.4, and the beach has been designated as an eco zone, and that's only open to people who are 4.1 and above." But you know, what you can do to boost all of this is go home and watch Netflix and watch Cuties 2. Because, I mean, I'm kind of joking around a bit, but a while ago I did a video on the Chinese social credit system, and at least there's this kind of Confucian ethic at the heart of it. At least, no matter, like, as unpleasant as it is, at least there's a sense of patriotism and nationalism and doing the right thing in the Chinese one. Like, if that's what they're going to go in the West with social credit system, because that's absolutely what this looks like. Well, if that's the case, the sort of the ghost in the machine, you like, the value set which is imprinted in it, it's not going to be that, of course, is it? It's going to be social justice. So so your kind of way to be a good person in the West, in just generally now, is to be like, you know, an SJW and to have all of these kind of anti-white social justice talking points. And the World Economic Forum and all of these sites, you can see it in there. You can see that they're talking about things like social justice in their own propaganda. So you're then going to be left with basically trying to up your score in a system which hates your guts. And you can imagine what it's going to be like in the so-called progressive stack. Well, if you're a straight white man, what is it going to be? Is it going to be like where you start off with -5 points, but the right group gets a, like a sort of boost at the start? I mean, I'm kind of exaggerating and playing around here a bit, but like, then again, when is it going to stop? When are they actually going to turn a corner on this? Like, it seems like there's just no brakes on it. You think, I keep seeing this stuff coming in, and I think it started with the masks, and you think, well, okay, this is as far as it's going to go. And then it's not the masks. It's sort of pressure and PR campaigns to get the vaccine and demonising people who are a little bit suspicious. And then now it's like facial recognition technology and vaccine passports, which are all going to be linked up to everything you do on the internet. So your opinions, what you watch on the internet, what you buy, all everything. So, you know, what are you going to drink when you go to the pub? How healthy are you? All of this is going to be logged on this system, it's like coming very, very close to the point where they just judge you as a person and mark you up or down according to whatever criteria they want. I don't see any reason for them not to do that at the moment. And I think it's getting to the point where this is like an emergency situation here. And I think where are like all the liberals? Like the reason why I wanted to do this video is to think, where's the pushback here? Like, what about all these civil liberties? They let a racist, a rapist into the country, and he's lawyered up to the eyeballs. But how are they getting away with all of this? It's not a happy time, people. When are we going to reach the high water mark of this? Is what I'm saying. So I like to know who else is pushing back on this. I know Dave Cullen's been doing great work. I watched the Spike podcast yesterday, but I thought it was a little bit sort of weak around the knees, if I'm honest about it. But nevertheless, what Spike did point out was that the government are trying to offload this onto like businesses where they actually come in contact with the public. Now, people have said that, well, there's going to be some pubs who just say, well, we don't care. Like, we aren't going to have any of the vaccine passports or facial recognition technology, but like, to hell with it. We don't care. And then it'll be packed. Now, in theory, that would work. In practice, it won't, because they're not going to be, according to Spike, they'll still have to have the rule of six. They're still going to have all of the lockdown measures if they don't implement the passports and all of this new technology to scan people as they're going in, which will then be run against all of their medical records. And what will amount, if it carries on, I guess, to a kind of digital version of that person, which is then going to be taken a look at by a system. And so they're kind of filling in all of the bolt holes so that it does just come in across the board, and that if you don't do what's expected of you here, you'll go bust, or you'll just have to stay in your house forever, and you'll barely be. I mean, what happens when they bring this into the supermarkets? Again, like, where all the civil liberties crowd? So, I mean, if you've got links to this stuff, put it down in the comments, because I just think it's getting really quite out of hand. And I know, I do know about the, like, there's a larger agenda at play here, but it seems like there's just not enough people kind of speaking up about it. And if I'm wrong, if it's, let's say, this Christmas, it's all done with and forgotten about, and we're all just going about our lives as we did a couple of years ago, then that'll be fair enough, and I'll be more than happy to make a little video saying, yeah, I was getting a bit panicked there. But as it stands now, I see dark clouds on the horizon here, because this is like, this just seems like dystopia. Absolute dystopia, where everything you're done is run on, where, because it's basically like you're going to be living as if you are living on Twitter, as if Twitter or something became a reality, and everything about your life was just a series of algorithms, that your like lived life in the real world was like ran according to an algorithm and a data set, and it's just seems like hell to me. And I can feel this something churning in my stomach whenever I see all of this coming in. But if I'm wrong, then great. But I just don't see it at the moment. I wish I could have a happier video for you after a couple of weeks away from YouTube. But it does need to be said. I'll catch you later, folks.